Lord Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd, you give us new birth in the waters of baptism. You anoint us with oil, and you nourish us at your table with heavenly food. In your goodness and mercy, dispel the shadows of evil and death, and lead us along safe paths, that we may rest securely in you and dwell in the house of the Lord now and forever, for your name's sake. Amen.
A reading from Esther, chapter 14, verses 3 through 14. Queen Esther prayed to the Lord God of Israel and said, "O my Lord, you only are our ruler. Help me, who am alone and have no helper but you, for my danger is in my hand. Ever since I was born, I have heard in the tribe of my family that you, O Lord, took Israel out of all the nations, and our ancestors from among all their forebears, for an everlasting inheritance, that you did for them all that you promised. And now we have sinned before you, and you have handed us over to our enemies because we glorified their gods. You are righteous, O Lord. And now they are not satisfied that we are in bitter slavery, but they have covenanted with their idols to abolish what your mouth has ordained and to destroy your inheritance, to stop the mouths of those who praise you and to quench your altar and the glory of your house, to open the mouths of the nations for the praise of vain idols, and to magnify forever a mortal ruler. O Lord, do not surrender your scepter to what has no being, and do not let them laugh at our downfall, but turn their plan against them and make an example of him who began this against us. Remember, O Lord, make yourself known in this time of our affliction and give me courage, O ruler of the gods and master of all dominion. Put eloquent speech in my mouth before the lion and turn his heart to hate the man who is fighting against us, so that there may be an end of him and those who agree with him. But save us by your hand and help me, who am alone and have no helper but you, O Lord." Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Show us your mercy, Lord. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world. Keep this nation under your care. Let your way be known upon earth. Let not the needy be forgotten. Create in us clean hearts, O God.
Take us as we are, but do not leave us where we are. In your grace, we receive boldness and humility, and in your presence, we receive comfort and peace. We ask for all we need this day, so we may dare to embody the gospel of Jesus this day and always. Amen.
Amen. Let us bless the Lord. May the Lord Almighty bless our days and our deeds with peace.
Amen. part doesn't hurt. It still hurts.
But I'm a little bit.